Okay, we're gonna continue our series, and we call that Suspect. Who among you here, you've been here for the very, for the last 2 weeks. Okay, you started the series. Okay, oh, maraming hindi nakapag-start, naka-start na series. Nasaan kayo? Okay, well, this is our third week, and we're gonna, pwede ba nating medyo hinaan yung, masyadong lumalabas yung kapugian ko dito sa spotlight. Yan, okay. Yeah. All right. I just want to make a recap. Last 2 weeks, we first talked about faith without action is dead, and we understood that indeed we are saved only by grace. We are justified by faith and not by works. Okay. But then again, James is not trying to contrast Paul when he said something. When he said that we are justified by faith. Not by observing the law, but James is trying to tell us that because there are people whose faith is just right here in their minds, they're not putting it into action. They're not obeying what they are reading, what they are accepting. Okay, about their faith in Christ. And last week, very interesting. We talked about taming the tongue. Okay, how to control, rule our tongue, by the way, we, you know, yung mga lumalabas sa bibig natin na hindi maganda, somehow offensive and degrading to someone. And again, this is suspect. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukhang suspect yan. Hindi naman siguro. Wala dito yon, nasa labas yon. Okay? And why suspect? Okay, listen up. Why suspect? Really, because the question is there an evidence of a changed life? Where you are saying that I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Christ, I'm attending youth service every Friday, I don't miss service every Friday. But the question is there an evidence of a changed life? Or is there a double life? You're okay, you're fine, you're like holy when you're inside, but outside, we're gonna go back to our old life. Okay? And I hope that this is helping us, yung series natin na to. And this time, we're gonna talk another interesting topic once again. Again, join us for the next week because we're gonna end up our series next week. And we have a powerful speaker next week. I don't want you to miss that. Would that be okay? Okay, can you just join me in prayer before we start? Lord, we thank you that your spirit, Lord God, that your presence, Lord God, is upon us, Lord God, tonight. Lord, I pray, God, that may you reveal the power, the beauty, the majesty, the glory of Jesus Christ in our midst. For every time we see Jesus, Lord God, our lives, when we have encounter with Jesus, our lives will never be the same again. And Lord, I pray, God, that you make it so clear in our hearts, Lord, the message, Lord, for tonight. Bless the preaching of your word. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. How many of you loves waiting? Hindi na ako makapaghintay eh. Kaya tinanong ko na agad eh. Sino sa inyo dito talagang gustong-gusto nyo naghihintay? Okay? Yung pang talagang pinaghintay ka ng nililigawan mo, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, gusto ko yan. Sige, paghintayin mo pa ako. Gusto ko yan. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo yung ganon? Okay, some few people. Talagang ano, bold enough to say gusto ko yan. Okay, sino sa inyo? Honestly. Meron ba? Naghihintay? Okay, isa lang. Okay. O, dalawa. Tinaas pa yung kamay. Okay, tatlo. O, dumadami. Meron pa? Apat, lima, anim, pito. O, talaga. O, sige, pag-usapan natin yan. Panindigan nyo yan, ha? Mamaya. Honestly, I'm not really a fan of waiting. In fact, I hate waiting. And somehow, in me, if I'm gonna wait, something like I'm feeling that I am missing a lot. Imagine that you're gonna wait for hours, okay? And you know, you're not, parang somehow you're not progressing, you're not being fruitful of waiting. That's why I don't really like waiting. In fact, I hated it. And because it's not exciting. When we're being put on hold, it's not exciting kapag ka na-hold ka. Okay? Parang ganito lang yan. Pagka mag-order ka ng, let's say, hamburger, Big Mac, sa Jollibee. Okay? O kaya, Champ, sa McDo, order ka. Then, ang haba ng linya, gutom ka na. Okay? Gutom na, grabe, naku, ito na, pagkakataon ko na to. Then, pagka ganun mo sa, ano, sa counter, this is my order, ganito, ganito. I-upsize mo yung Coke kasi gutom na gutom ako. Okay. Then the crew would tell you, okay, sir, willing to wait for 20 minutes? And somehow, you're gonna put on hold. Parang, that is so inconvenient. Gutom ka na, grabe, pero parang maghihintay ka pa. Or minsan, di ba, parang ihing-ihi ka na. Di ba, ang haba ng pila. Ano ba yan? Gumagano ka? Tapusin nyo na yan! Ihing-ihi ka na, di ba? Hindi mo alam. It's inconvenience. And you hate that. I hate that. Parang ano ba to? Teka, paano ko mapipigilan to? Diba? Parang, it's not fun. It's not exciting. And somehow, minsan, pag mag-withdraw ka sa ATM, ibang haba pa rin ng pila, tama, naka-hold ka na naman, naghihintay ka na naman. Tapos pagdating mo, excited ka na, makapag-withdraw na ako. Yes! Then, papasok mo palang yung ATM card mo, biglang machine unavailable. Grabe naman to. Sana, kung alam ko lang, sana lumipat na ako ng ibang ATM, ng ibang machine. Why? Because somehow, waiting, or when you're on hold, it's not exciting. Minsan, di ba, pag flight mo, sinisenyo dito, na-experience nyo na yun, flight mo, delayed. Di ba, parang, grabe, bakasyon, uuwi ako, na-delayed, miss ko na yung family ko, hindi ako makalipad agad, okay? And minsan, yung thesis, naka-hold ka, hindi ka makagraduate, kailangan sinubmit mo yung thesis mo. Ma'am, sir, ito talaga pinaghirapan ko to. Then tinignan. I-revise mo tan. I-revise mo. Then, i-revise mo na naman, tapos ibabalik mo na naman kay teacher. I-revise na naman, grabe, naka-hold ka, hindi ka makagraduate. Meron bang ganun dito? Huwag mo itaas ang kamay mo. Di ba, parang nakahang ka, naka-hold ka. How long will I wait? Hanggang kailan? Parang inconvenience to. You know, there's a story I wanna about a family. Okay? And in fact, napaka-famous nitong family na to. They are the turtle family. Okay? Minsan, si daddy, what's up? Sabi ni daddy. How about a bonding time for all of us? How about a picnic? So, in-invite niya yung buong pamilya niya sa isang picnic. Magpi-picnic tayo sa Marikina River Banks. Okay? Doon tayo. Punta tayo dyan. Magpi-picnic tayo. Okay? So, pinlano nila. Then, it took them a year to plan everything. Grabe. Siyempre, mga pagong eh. Plano. Eto. So, pinlano nila 1 year. Okay? Then, after nila nagplano, tapusin na to. Tapusin na natin to. Okay? Mag-empake na tayo. Sandwich, chicken, lechon. Talaga lechon, no? Dinadala nila yung lechon. O lahat, empake natin. Okay? Then after 3 long years, natapos na sila mag-empake. Okay? Tay, naka-empake na po tayo. So, tara na, punta tayo sa Marikina River Banks. Punta na sila. Then after 8 years, nakarating sila sa Marikina River Banks. So ilang taon na yon? So 8, 12 years. So binubuklat na nila yung pagkain nila. Nag-start na sila, nag-enjoy na sila. O eto na, may picture tayo yan. Yan na, umpisahan na natin yan. Okay? Tapos sa amin ganun yung tatay, wait. May kulang dito ah. Kulang tayo ng asin. Oh no! Walang salt! Then, sabing ganun ni tatay, naku, kailangan nating mag-meeting. Ayan, nag-staff meeting sila. Kailangan natin pag-usapan to. Mabigat na decision tong gagawin natin. Sino ang kukuha ng asin sa bahay, pabalik? Okay? Sinong babalik para sa salt? Sabi, talaga may ano pa. Then sabing ganun ni kuya, may suggestion si kuya. Tay, meron po akong suggestion. Si Junior na lang po. Si Junior. Okay? Yung bunso ang utusan natin. Sino sa inyo dito bunso? Lagi kayo nauutusan? Si bunso, yeah, siya. Sige, sabing ganun. Ang bihira naman, ako na naman, oh, sabi nga ni bunso. Ako na naman nautusan, babalik ako. Then sabi niya ganun, sige, babalik ako. Pero isang kondisyon, huwag niyong kakainin ng lahat ng food natin hanggat hindi ako nakakabalik. Ihintayin niyo ako. Sige, sabi nila, deal. Sige, so umalis na si Junior. Then after 5 years, wala pa rin si Junior. Then, naghintay pa sila after another 2 years, so 7 years na, hintay pa rin sila. Eh si kuya, hindi na makatiis. Tay, gutom na ako. Hindi ko na mahintay si Junior. Talaga, grabe, sakit na ng tiyan ko, kain na tayo. Kinuha niya ng isang sandwich. Kinagat niya na. Kinagat niya. Biglang lumitaw si Junior. Aha! Sabi ganun ni Junior. Sabi ko na eh. Buti na lang, hindi pa ako umalis. Hinihintay ko lang kung sino ang unang kakain sa inyo. Ngayon, alam ko na, kuya, ikaw talaga. Buti na lang, hindi pa ako umalis. Sabi ko na nga ba, wala akong tiwala sa iyo eh. So, naghintay sila after 7 years. Wala, hindi pala kumuha si Junior ng asin. Nandun lang pala, naghihintay. Teka, sino kaya ang kakain? But you know, somehow, we are like that. You know, we are losing trust to something because we are being impatient. And we are somehow in the position, in the situation where God is dealing something in us. But there are times that we are losing our trust on God. Somehow, may mga testings, trials, challenges sa life natin. But we are losing our focus on God Himself. The question is, what do you do when you are on a waiting mode? What do you do when you are on hold somehow? Hindi ka pa nakakarating doon, you're still here, but you are on hold. What are you gonna do? You know, I'm gonna read this passage. Again, we are looking at the book of James. I'm gonna read, if you have your Bible with you, from chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. It says here that, consider it pure joy, my brothers. Can you say that with me? Pure joy. Whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. You know, James doesn't say if you will face trials. But he is telling all of us whenever you face trials. So it means to say, whether we like it or not, it's inevitable. We're not gonna escape trials, testings, challenges, tough times, rough times in our lives. Would you agree with me? There, along the way, we're gonna experience that. But you know, the goal is really not to pretend that we're happy when we are experiencing trials or testings. That is not the goal. In fact, it is hypocrisy. If we would say, we have big challenges, then someone will ask you, how are you? I'm happy. I'm okay. I don't think so. Because the reality, it's not fun when we are waiting of something that we really desire, that we are desiring. But the goal is not to pretend that we're happy, but the goal is to really for us to understand that we have the full assurance of God, that God is indeed in control of everything. That God is somehow developing something in our lives. That is why we're going through somehow testings, trials sa mga buhay natin. And then I want to share with you three things. Okay, what we could learn from this scripture, from the passage that we've read. The first thing that I want to share with you, to turn our hardships into times of learning, is stop over. stopovers. Years back, I was the first time that I went out of the country. It was a mission trip. Okay, as part of our class, we need to go out of the country to do missionary work. Then our destination is in Myanmar. Okay, dati Burma naging Myanmar. But you cannot get a direct flight going to Myanmar because you have to have stopover in Thailand before you get to Myanmar. And now my point is, no matter how rich you are, unless you own a plane, you can have a direct flight going to Myanmar. But the problem is, you cannot find any direct flight going to Myanmar from here. You need to go through stopovers. Okay? Kailangan may dadaan ka muna dito, then tsaka ka palang dadating dun sa destination mo. And somehow that is how God is teaching us. You know, there are stopovers in life. As much as we want to go directly sa destination natin, Lord, gusto ko na nito. Lord, bakit kailangan ko pandaanan tong challenges na to, testings na to? Lord, hindi ba pwedeng pinag-pray ko ngayon, bukas, nandito na ako? Lord, pinag-pray ko yung finances naming family ngayon. Hindi ba pwedeng bukas, andito na agad? Para happy, one big happy family na naman kami? Lord, hindi ba pwedeng hindi na kami mag-suffer? Hindi na namin daanan to? Lord, pwede bang ganito na agad? But somehow God is teaching us to, you know, to get something along the way. You know, to pick up something that we could learn. Because God is teaching us, you know, through those testings, trials, challenges in our lives, God is teaching us about character. God might be teaching you about integrity. God might be teaching you patience. Okay? God might be teaching you stewardship. Baka masyado kang waldas, makakuha ka lang waldas, pero baka God is teaching you something that you need to pick up along the way. That is why there are stopovers. Because if God will take you right there on that destination, yung pinagpe-pray mo, yung talagang gustong-gusto mo, and somehow hindi na-build yung character sa life mo, at the end of that destination where you are right now, it will be a disaster. Why? Because when trial hits you right there, you can't move on dahil hindi mo napagdaanan yon. Magugulat ka na lang that day, how come it is happening in my life? I can't take it. I can't bear it anymore. You know, there's in alphabet, there's A to Z. Okay? I like A because A is like a starting point because I love new things. A is like new things. New thing. Okay? Then Z is like a fulfillment. Okay? Meron pa bang after ng Z? Baka may alam kayo, sabihin nyo lang sa akin after ng Z. Okay? After ng Z, pagdating mo ng Z, it's a completion. A is the start and Z is the completion. But we need to remember before we get to Z, there is element OP. Ang lalim nun. Diba? Before you get there, you need to go through this B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y before you get to Z. Because the point here, God is teaching us that before we go through, okay, before we need to get through before we get to. Okay? Are you getting my point? We need to have to go through. Somehow, sometimes there are testings, trials, challenges sa buhay natin, but we have to go through it before we get to our destination. I hope it's clear to all of us. Why? Because God is teaching us something. For us to pick up something that He wants to teach us, for us to learn about His character, about His plan, about His future for all of us. Stopovers. Often you have to go through a process to get to your place because there's something God wants to do in your life. And otherwise, you won't be prepared when you get there. That's why if you're experiencing challenges right now, as young as you are, don't treat challenges, testings as if like that's an enemy. Grabe, kaaway talaga tong ano na to. Bad trip talaga tong testings na to. Okay? Ayoko sa lahat testings eh. Okay, sino sa inyo dito, enjoy na enjoy ka pag may test kayo? Iba, pupunta ka sa nanay mo, Nay, bukas, excited ako, magte-test na naman kami. Midterm. Meron bang ganon? Few people, di ba? Pero di ba, somehow, it's the process. You cannot graduate fourth year unless you take first, yung first semester mo. Okay? That's why may mga, alam mo yan, may mga challenges yan, assignments, gagawin mo, may mga overnight yan, may mga gagawin kang thesis, because you have to go through before you get to. Okay? Because somehow, sometimes, God is teaching us lessons. That's why we need to go through that. Think about those people in the Bible, in the scripture, Moses. 40 years wandering. And after 40 years, dun palang nagpakita si Lord sa kanya, sa burning bush. Dun niya palang nalaman yung purpose ng life niya. Dun niya palang nalaman that God will use him to bring out the Israelite people out of Egypt after 40 years. And think about David. Saul was chasing, running after David for 16 years. Yung after 16 years, dun palang naging king si David, king of Judah, after 16 years. And think about Lazarus. How many of you knows Lazarus, yung binuhay ni Lord? Think about this. Jesus himself somehow put Mary and Martha on hold for 4 days. Yung nalaman niya napatay si Lazarus, he stayed. And then after 4 days, then he went. Then healed the Lazarus, raised him up from the dead. Because sometimes God is teaching us, you know, for us to learn that there's God's plan along the process sa life natin. Hindi kaaway yung pagsubok sa buhay natin. It's not a foe, it's not an enemy. In fact, it's a friend because it is preparing us for something greater. It's preparing us so that God's name would be glorified through the testings and trials sa life natin. Are you getting this? And not just stop over. There's what we call holding pattern. Holding pattern, I just want to share that to you, what's the meaning of holding pattern. It is the usually oval course flown as over an airport, we don't have that in our PowerPoint, by aircraft awaiting clearance especially to land. Okay, yung holding pattern, ito yung explain ko sa inyo para makita nyo yung picture. Last 2 years, we went to Cebu for a staff summit. Lahat ng mga campus missionaries, we hold our staff summit in Cebu. And nag-book kami ni Pastor Dan, okay, papunta ng Pastor Dan Monterde, hindi si Pastor Dan Encarnacion, papunta ng Cebu. It so happened na dapat ma-enjoy natin ang Cebu, kailangan nandun yung mga asawa natin. So, binook din namin si yung asawa niya, si Iris, and yung wife ko, si Rhea. Pero, hindi na kami sabay. Papunta, tsaka pabalik. So, yung pabalik kami dito sa Manila, I was thinking, we will get there in Manila earlier than them. Because mas maaga yung flight namin going back to Manila. Sila, maghihintay. So, I'm assuming na maghihintay kami sa airport, sa dito sa airport natin dito sa Manila, waiting for them. Kasi nga, mas una kami. But the problem was, nakikita ko na yung airport, ang dami ng ilaw, pababa na kami, kasi mararamdaman mo na yung descent eh. Okay? Gumagano na yung plane. But all of a sudden, we keep on circling around. Alam mo yung mararamdaman mo, gumagano ka. Makikita mo parang yung labas, gumagano, nag-tilt ba yung tawag doon? Gumagano ka, umiikot. So the captain will announce that you know the path is not clear yet, so we cannot descend at this time. So umiikot pa kami. Kaya yung pagbaba namin ng airport, nagulat kami, nauna pa sa amin yung mga asawa namin. Why? Because we are still on a circling mode. Why? Because there's something down there. There's a problem down there. That's why we cannot land. Now, what my point here is that, you know, there's something on the ground that is not right in terms of condition itself. And God somehow will take you one more round because He sees that something is not right there, so that God will tell you we need to go around one more time. Because He sees what's ahead of you, that is why somehow you will be on the situation, you're on hold. Lord, ang tagal nito. Parang feeling ko nga, grabe, kung may parachute ako, pwede bang lumabas na ako? Kasi 1 week kung hindi nakita yung mga anak ko eh. Okay? Pwede bang lumabas na ako? Miss na miss ko na yung mga anak ko, but they won't let me. But since it's not clear yet, because think about this, kapag ka bumaba kami doon, nag-land kami, it's a disaster. But you know, somehow, God is like that. God will take you one more round. He will let you circle one more time because He sees, He knows, He's God, that something is not right down there. Because it's better up here than down there. Kaya nga, minsan maiisip natin, Lord, parang, bakit ako pa? Na-experience ko itong challenges na to, itong testings na to sa buhay ko. Bakit nangyayari sa akin to? And sometimes, you know, the reason why she will not answer your phone call, listen to this, the reason why she will never answer your phone call, because God knows when you call that lady, you're gonna start flirting with that lady. And God is telling you, you know what, it's not safe yet. We're not gonna go down. It's not safe. Because if she will receive your phone call, you're gonna flirt, and then isasabihin mo sa kanya, ano ang suot mo ngayon? Saan ka nakapwesto ngayon? Talaga? Wow, interesting yan. Because the reason why God is holding you, somehow because you will ruin that relationship. And there will be shame and guilt after that. That is why God is telling you, you know what? It's better to be up here one more time because it's not safe there. And sometimes, you know, God will never let that screen turned on. Alam mo yung kahit na anong turn on mo, excited ka na, may mapanood ka, pero ayaw mag-turn on, something's wrong. Na-experience mo na ba yun? Huwag mo itataas ang kamay mo. Because God is telling us, you know what, it's not safe. You're gonna exploit it. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says there that the Lord is not slow in keeping His promises, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come into repentance. Again, this is the point. He's not slow in keeping His promises. In fact, He wants to give it to all of us. It's not that God doesn't, you know, minsan, di ba, pagka nakikipag-date tayo, o kita tayo dito, date tayo, and minsan, magtataka ka, bakit hindi kami nagkita? Ba't inindyan niya ako? Ba't hindi niya ako sinipot? Because God won't let you see her or see him because you're gonna start exploiting that relationship. Because when you see each other, you're gonna do something that married people should be doing. Just the married people should be doing. That's why He's sparing you. And sometimes, sasabihin nyo, tatanungin nyo, Lord, mahal na mahal ko naman siya eh. Lord, ba't hindi kami pwedeng magkita? Lord, but wala siya, iniintay ko siya. Lord, mahal ko siya. And God will tell you, no, no, no. I'm gonna take you one more time, circling around, because it's not safe there. It's better up here than down there. Are you getting my point? And God is not slow in keeping His promise, but He is patient with you. He loves you so much. You know, there's a story. My daughter, my eldest daughter is incoming, first year college. And dito pa, umpisa pa lang ng taon, she's praying for it, she's fasting for it, because there's a university that she really loves. Okay? Gusto niya talaga dun siya makapasok. So she took the exam, but sad to say, she didn't make it. Kaya sobrang so, na-broken-hearted talaga siya. And she was crying. She was telling me, "Dad, this is really what I want. Ito talaga." But I kept on telling her, you know, God must have a great plan and purpose in your life. The reason why you didn't make it right here. And last week, just this Wednesday, before that, nag-exam siya sa UST. And then she made it. The good thing there is hindi siya nagbayad ng entrance exam kasi, well, mana sa nanay, valedictorian yung anak ko eh. Kaya hindi siya nag-exam. Then, nung Wednesday, enrollment, she called me, texted me, actually, na sabi niya gano'n, sinabi niya sa akin, "Dad, I got the 100% full scholarship. I was granted 100% full scholarship." And not just that, the school will give her allowance for learning materials, mga pambili ng books niya. Tapos sabi kong ganun, tinanong ko siya nung Wednesday, "So magkano na kang binayad mo?" "Piso." So piso ang binayad niya. Think about this. We might be so impatient. "Lord, ito na yung gusto ko. Bakit hindi mo ibigay? Pinag-pray ko to." But I'm telling you, God must have something greater for you. You might be undergoing testing trials in your life, but don't take it as a na parang pinapahirapan ka ni Lord. Well, in fact, it should be a joy to all of us. Why? Because we know something's greater about to happen in my life. And not just that, last thing, and then I'm gonna close with this. Be on time. You know, dito sa time natin, 8:15, when you go to Korea, it's 9:15. They're 1 hour ahead. Kapag ka pumunta ka ng Chicago, it's, I think, half a day na late sila. Okay? Now, let me just explain. This is what we call international dateline. Iba-iba yung time. And there's a story about this pastor. He was sharing, he was invited to preach on the other side of the world. Siya lang, naiwan yung family niya. And then, when he got to his place, immediately he called his family. Then nakausap niya yung anak niya, bata pa lang, grade school. And then, nagulat yung anak niya, sabi niya, "Dad, why is it that it's so bright there, there's sunlight out there, while here, it's too dark?" Okay? It means to say, gabi na, doon maga. Then the preacher cannot, you know, is trying to think, how can he explain that to his son? Then ang sinabi niya is, "Well, today, here, is tomorrow. This is tomorrow." And he's trying to say, to tell that his son, okay, that's evening there, but this is the tomorrow. Pag nagising ka, ito yon. This is tomorrow. Okay? And sabi ganun nung anak niya, bago sila magbaba ng phone, okay, on screen, "Dad, before you go, can you tell me what happens tomorrow? Before you go, can you tell me what happens tomorrow? What will it be like tomorrow? I want to see what's tomorrow. I want to see if there's something great in my tomorrow." And you know what? God is like that. Because God Himself is in our tomorrow. We don't see it. We might not see it yet, right now. But, you know, the fact is, we have challenges right now. We have testings. But I want to tell you today, I want to tell you tonight, students, you have to hear this, that God Himself is in our tomorrow already. That's why we don't have to be concerned. We don't have to think. We don't have to doubt. We don't have to sometimes think, Lord, are you really with me? Lord, with these testings in my life, my mom and dad is about to be separated. Nag-aaway yung nanay at tatay ko. Wala akong pang-enroll next week. Magpapasukan na, hindi pa rin ako nakakapag-enroll. Lord, is this a testing? Is this a challenge? But young people, I want to tell you, you might be experiencing challenges in your life. But that testings, God is not there to punish you because of your challenges. But He's there because He wants to bless you and protect you. Because indeed, He is in our tomorrow. And I don't know what you're going through right now. You know, you might be facing tough times today. I don't know. That might be emotion. That might be in your family. That might be in your health. Maybe there's a challenge that somehow something's wrong with my mom, with my dad. Lord, I'm asking you to heal them. Lord, I'm going through these tough times. I can't think well because I've been thinking about my mom. I've been thinking about my dad. Lord, parang awa mo na pagalingin mo naman yung tatay ko. Lord, parang awa mo na pagalingin mo naman yung kapatid ko. Lord, please provide for us. Lord, hindi namin alam kung ano yung kakainin namin bukas. Lord, hindi ko alam kung makakapag-move on pa kami from here. And you might be in the challenges, in a challenging situation right now. But I want to tell you today, tonight, that Jesus Himself is in our tomorrow. In fact, He is holding your tomorrow. And thinking about that, you know the fact who is in our tomorrow, it should secure us. It should put hope in our hearts that, you know, this is not my concern. Yes, I'm having challenges right now, but I'm not gonna doubt. I'm not gonna wave because I know who's holding my tomorrow. I know that there's something greater waiting for me in my tomorrow. I'm not gonna pretend that I'm happy, but I know that Jesus is right there in my tomorrow. I'd like to ask all the music team to come up here, and we're gonna have one worship song. You know, the question again is, who's holding your tomorrow? Maybe you're waiting right now. Would you put your trust in Jesus and believe in your heart that God is so good in your life that He will never let you just be in that situation forever? Isn't it amazing that God will never tell you during that tough time that God will never tell you, okay, whatever happens, happens. Bahala ka na dyan, na kaya mo na yan. But isn't it amazing that God is not bound in time because He is outside of time. He is beyond time. He knows what it is gonna be like tomorrow. I wanna read last scripture. Last scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15 to 18. It says there that all this is for your benefit. It's for your benefit. The reason why you're experiencing all those trials, tough times, it is for your benefit. It's not against you. God will never be against you. The reason why you are having this, but it is for your benefit. Can you say that with me? It's for my benefit. So that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. At the end of the day, I'm telling you, with that testings, trials in your life, it would result to overjoy, glorifying the name of God. And then in verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And then in verse 17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. And then in verse 18, so we fix our eyes not on what is seen. Don't be focused on what you are facing right now, but on what is unseen, and that is your tomorrow. Because you know in your heart, I'm telling you, even if I don't say this to you, you know in your heart that there is someone who's holding your tomorrow. And you could be secured because Jesus is right there in your tomorrow, and He's concerned about you. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. We can be hopeful in the midst of all trials because Jesus is our hope. Do you agree with that? Can we just all stand on our feet? We can be hopeful in the midst of trials because Jesus is our hope. You know, before we worship God in this place, you know, I would just like to say this. You know, some of you here, you need to hear this message because in the midst of trials, you are experiencing this. But God wants to tell you that He is your tomorrow. That indeed, Jesus is right there. He will protect you. He loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even you're going through tough times, He loves you. Because Jesus is right there in your tomorrow. We're going to worship God in this place. I want you to fix your eyes on Jesus. Because you know in your heart that Jesus is right there and He loves you. Let's all worship God in this